Singer Joe Cocker died today. The musician, known for his gravelly voice and dramatic stage presence, was 70. He died at his home in the Colorado Rockies after what his publicist described as a hard-fought battle with small cell lung cancer. NPR's Neda Ulaby has our remembrance.
Joe Cocker performed for 5 decades, recorded 40 albums and dozens of hits, but he told NPR 2 years ago that this song was his favorite.
You are so beautiful.
It was originally a gospel song, and Billy Preston rewrote the lyrics that made it a bit more of a love song. There's a little thing at the end goes, to me. You know, it kind of woke up something in me, that softer side.
To me.
Joe Cocker's softer side was hardly in evidence early in his career. He was born in Northern England and, like the Beatles, started off playing pubs and skiffle bands. Then he blasted to the top of the UK charts in 1968 with a ferocious version of a Beatles song. Cocker's performance of With a Little Help from My Friends at Woodstock made him a star in the U.S. His voice seemed to scrape the bottom of the ocean. And on stage, his hands were everywhere, flailing, jerking, ecstatic. A music journalist called his onstage moves spastic.
When I first read that, I was like, good God, is that how he comes over? Because I don't play piano or guitar. I feel the music being channeled through my body. I would just sort of do these motions, like Ray Charles kind of motions, or air guitar.
Pack up all my cares and woe, feeling low, here I go, I say bye.
Cocker's vast reserves of energy and charisma nearly drowned him. His Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour in 1970 remains a legend of rock and roll excess. Cocker toured constantly throughout the 1970s, sometimes so drunk he would throw up on stage. Later, when he got clean, he joked it took years for the alcohol to drain from his body. When it finally did, Joe Cocker found himself back on top of the charts with a 1983 duet with Jennifer Warnes.
It's like sex without touching.
That's how Warnes described singing with Joe Cocker to NPR. Or maybe, she said, it's like jumping with him out of an airplane.
You're not lip-syncing. You have no idea where he's going. You're just going. And to me, it's just like this. It's like extreme sports.
Joe Cocker got less extreme as he aged. He settled down in Colorado, where his hobbies turned to fly fishing, hiking, and growing tomatoes in his greenhouse. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.